Yo, yo, what's poppin', y'all? It's your girl, Jyoti K, and this is Jyoti K Uncut. What's poppin', guys? It's your girl, Jyoti K, and happy Valentine's Day. And in honor of Valentine's Day, I have a special guest here today. We have Chris Barris.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm Chris Barris. What's up?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
And of course. Thank you for coming on my podcast. I'm on a Valentine's Day special. So why don't you kind of tell people, what do you do? I know you're an actor. He's done things with Lele Pons, he was telling me.
My name is Chris Barris. I'm an actor, model, and social media influencer.
Yeah.
I just shot two movies, one horror film and one suspense drama and thriller.
Cool.
They'll be out next year. I do the social media stuff. I did my first cover of a fashion magazine. It's called Obvious Magazine. You saw that one.
Yeah, I like that. I was like, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. It was my first cover ever, so it was super, super weird. And it was always a dream of mine to do that. And
you did it.
Yeah, and that's I did amazing. It. And of course, Instagram and all the social media things I do, I absolutely love it. But credit doesn't go to me. I have my sister who manages my social media and my career and everything. So shout out to my sister, Jane Person.
Awesome. Shout out to the sister. I try to do things for my brother, but he doesn't let me. Like, he'll be into it, and then he just stops. You know, he's like, I'm done. He's cute. I'm like, come on, let's get you on the social media game.
No, my sister won't let me go. She'll be like, she's persistent, but she does it the right way, and she does it, you know, for me to become better. And I know that too, so that's why
you're on a cover.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
were you originally from LA?
No, so I moved here 3 years ago with my sister from Luxembourg, one of the smallest countries in the world.
Luxembourg.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. In Luxembourg you speak English, Luxembourgish, German,
and
French.
I didn't even know that
was a language. I know, so Luxembourgish is a mix of German, Dutch, French, and English, I would say.
You're like quad-ling?
Polyglot. That's
polyglot.
Polyglot.
Oh my gosh, so you know all those languages.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, you could probably be in movies for all those.
Yeah, so I actually do audition for German roles, for French roles, etc. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's an advantage that I have.
Great. And then the number one question I want to ask you is, are you single?
Am I single?
It's complicated.
I am single. I've been single for a year and a half now.
A year and a half?
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of that, how do you think dating life is in LA?
Oh, man. Dating in L.A., does that even exist?
It's really hard out here, right?
Yeah, I would say it is super hard because everyone's an influencer, an actor, a model, so everyone's just focusing on their business, on, you know, doing what they're doing, and I think it's just the city, you know?
It is a city.
I think it's just L.A. When you go out of L.A., anywhere else, everyone's just normal. Everyone's in a relationship.
Yeah,
you know, it's easier
to
date.
That's what you do.
Yeah, yeah. But here, everyone wants to be famous. But it's because people have a goal. So if they're stuck in a relationship, it's harder to accomplish that.
It is, because you get comfortable and things like that.
Exactly.
And do you also think there's a lot of temptation? Like, there's always someone that looks better. There's always somebody that's richer or prettier or something.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a thing,
man,
too?
I can't imagine how it is for a girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's even worse for a girl, but for guys, it is, you know? Like, I used to model for Abercrombie & Fitch when I first got here. That was my first job ever in L.A. And even there, so many... I went into that room, 8 guys, ripped, good-looking, blah, blah, perfect.
And you felt insecure?
I felt super insecure.
Really?
I've never been that in shape in my life because I was working my ass off every single day just to
motivation.
You know, yeah, just to be on the same level as those guys.
That's true. I feel like I'm more motivated too because everyone looks good here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, and if you don't, the same thing, you walk outside, you're just insecure. As a woman, like,
yeah,
again, like, even plastic surgery, I never thought I needed plastic surgery till I moved here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the norm here. It's normal.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yeah. Shit, I mean, I guess I can get my nose fixed, or I guess I can do that. And then everybody is just like, bigger the better, bigger lips, bigger boobs,
yeah,
bigger...
Yeah, everything. Yeah, I know, it's just... I think it's an LA thing, a cultural thing.
I think
here.
So, too, because if you leave here, you don't really see people... Like, I don't think we would look normal if we went somewhere else. We'd look like a girl, like, with big hips, big boobs. I think they would be like, what the hell is
but
going
like,
on?
But, like, just look at where we live here. We're in Hollywood.
We're in Hollywood.
And there's Superman, Batman, Captain America jumping around. Yeah. So I feel kind of normal, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I was, like, you know, like in Luxembourg, for instance, there's, you know, everyone just... does 9-to-5 job and normal stuff, and I was like, oh, I want to be an actor. Everyone was looking at me like, no,
that's not gonna happen.
Influencer, what is that?
What is an influencer? Now it's like a household term. Now people, like, I feel like that should be like, what do you want to be when you grow up? An influencer.
I know, right? Now my, I think he's 11, my 11-year-old nephew wants to be a YouTuber. So that's his dream, and he knows more about YouTube than me now.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember when I tried to do YouTube back in the day, I was like, what the hell is this? You know, I was trying to figure it out, and now kids growing up, they already are making videos.
They grew up with it, right? It's normal to them. I have fans, like a lot of fans, shout out to my fans, #ChrisCrew on Instagram. They do edits for me.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, how? And they're like 6, 7 years old, or even 11 or whatever, and they're so talented. And
they're
yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome.
Technology, man.
There's babies like navigating through stuff, like
iPads and stuff.
The baby shark, they like get, like, I saw this meme and it was like, that's like the new age, back that ass up. They hear it like
I saw it trending everywhere and I was like, what is this?
Well, because Kylie Jenner, on her birthday, she got the baby shark, like the cartoons in life, and then after that I feel like it blew up even more.
I mean
it's charted on like Apple Music, the baby the baby shark. I was like, dude, I need to make like a rap song to baby shark.
That's gonna be your name, Little Baby Shark.
Little Baby Shark. Oh, that's a good one.
SoundCloud.
Little baby shark. I get a little tattoo on my face of a shark. That'd be it. But we have some dating questions that I wrote down for you. Let's do this. Okay, so have you ever slept with a celeb?
No, not
yet. You have it? Close?
Still waiting.
Any Instagram? No. Have it, has like an Instagram celeb slid in your DMs? Or?
Yeah, but like, I'm going to be honest, like, I haven't dated any Instagram models yet or anything like that, because I just want to keep my personal life. Personal life and my Instagram, you know, separate my
Would you rather date a normal, like, normal girl?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think like, me too, is like, that's... Yeah. The goal that I have is like, you know what? There really should be only one of us.
Yeah, it's just, it becomes a competition after. You know what I mean?
It does.
Like, if you, for instance, you're an actor, right? And your girlfriend's an actress. If you're booking more than your girlfriend, that
jealousy.
Girlfriend at some point can become jealous, right?
That's
true. And vice versa. So it's the same with modeling. It's the same with social media, whatever. I just think, I mean, for some couples it works.
Yeah,
but like a lot of YouTube couples, they end up breaking up, or they're just pretending for a long time to be together, and they're sleeping in separate beds or whatever. And
no, that's true. I think that's a thing for sure. Because my friend was telling me about it.
Yeah.
She said that she started doing the social media thing, and her boyfriend wanted to do it. Then it started getting to his head because she was getting more attention, and they started fighting.
Yeah.
And social media is such a good thing, but it's really bad for dating and relationships.
Of course, it because you're just focused on who gets the most hype, who gets the most likes, whatever, and
comments,
then you're not,
and all that.
You're not focusing really on your relationship.
Your relationship.
And that's the problem.
So the normal girls need to slide into your DMs.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Follow him on Instagram, ladies. That's true. Have you ever been on a dating app?
I was on Tinder, Bumble, whatever you call those apps. I don't know. It's just, to be honest, I don't even put my Instagram on Tinder. Like, I never did that because,
I
don't want them to know my Instagram. Mm-hmm. I want them to know who I am, you know.
As a person.
Yeah, exactly. As a
person. 100%.
But now I'm not on any apps right now, because I'm just focusing on my career. It's too busy, and you know, having a girlfriend, a relationship, whatever, or just dating, it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, And
mentally
a lot.
We drive you crazy, huh?
Oh God, I was in a relationship last year for a year and a half, and it was really hard because it was the beginning of my social media career.
Oh no.
And you know, and she wasn't into the whole social media world or mm-hmm. YouTube, whatever. And it was really hard to explain that and really hard to keep up. So that's why, for me right now,
it's... Was she jealous? What they all say.
Yeah, and then now she kind of is.
She's so, like, with her hair and lips, everything.
Yeah. So it's just... And then, and the worst, the story now is that, like, when we started, you know, when we broke up, I was like, I'm sorry, it doesn't work anymore. And we said, okay, this doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to focus on my career. You focus on your thing. And what happened was that she started to contact, like, other YouTubers and Instagrammers or influencers to do skits, which I used to do on Instagram.
Really?
How I started my Instagram career and everything.
Uh-huh.
And she never wanted to be in front of a camera. She never... That was never a dream of hers. And she just did it just to get back at me.
And to be better than you or something.
Yeah. And then she actually told me. She was like, I'm going to have more followers than you.
What?
I was like, okay.
What? How old is she?
Yeah.
That's the world we live in now.
She was older than me.
She was older than you too? Oh my, and she said she's going to have more followers.
But she was just saying that because she was like angry. And
mm-hmm.
But then she's fine now. She has a new boyfriend now. So
she's calm now.
She's good.
I've noticed that though. I think LA is for a certain type of person.
Yeah.
Because a lot, you can either get, quote unquote, I've heard, lost in the sauce. Or, you know, and you can never come out because it's like, it's an ending cycle. You can party Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, free if you want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see celebrities, you go to their houses.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
exciting. Party life.
Party life.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to get caught up in that.
That's the thing with me. When I first came here, when I moved into my first apartment here, and I think it was in Culver City with my sister. Yeah, Culver
mm-hmm.
City. I was not subjected to any of that.
Yeah.
My first year, I was just focusing on my career, you know, getting used to the environment, to LA, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And when I, when I moved to LA 2 years ago, I started noticing, oh, wow, there's so many parties out here, blah, blah, blah. But
mm-hmm.
I wasn't the kind of person who went out. I always stayed focused on my goal. And if I, you know, tried to act up, my sister was behind me like,
yeah.
Ah.
It's always
but in a good
be there.
Way, in a good way.
Yeah, that's what I tell my brother because he gets caught up in that. I did.
Yeah.
The first year I moved here, I was like, you mean I can party every day for free?
But you know what helped me though?
Mm-hmm.
Because in Europe, you're allowed to drink at a younger age. At the age, I think, of 15, 16,
what?
Even 14, you can drink beer. So I already did the whole party lifestyle thing back there when I came here when I was 21.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have a need for it.
Yeah.
So because I already did that, so I just focused on my career. That's
what, good. You got it out of the way.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Yeah. No, I feel like that too. I feel like a year I never had that back home.
Yeah.
So this year I did it, you know. And then one day when people started recognizing me, people I didn't know, like, hey, what's up, Jody? And I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
Yeah, like, you're like, they think they know me now because we're partying together.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I need to cut this shit out. And now I'm such a homebody where I'm like, they're like, there's Nicki Minaj over here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah, same. I only go out when I am invited to events as an actor, influencer,
right?
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, party life or if friends come to visit me from Europe,
yeah, then you go, you take them out because it's new for them. Yeah, no, same thing. And if I'm gonna network somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather go there.
Exactly.
And it's always gonna be there.
Yeah,
kids,
oh, trust me, Formic's still gonna be here, all the other clubs, whatever.
Oh, everything is still gonna be here.
It's LA.
That's funny. So plastic surgery or no plastic surgery
for me?
No, for women. What do you think? What do you prefer?
No, none, but it depends on the girl. Like, for instance, one of my exes, she had plastic surgery because she didn't have any boobs, so she had like a how do you call it, a boob job, whatever you call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she
yeah, there you go.
Boob job.
I was like, I don't
breast
know.
Breast implants.
Yeah, breast implants. But
she was insecure about it.
She was insecure about it, so I understand, like, some people do want it or need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, you know. I don't really mind it.
You don't mind it?
Yeah.
But you don't like ever would be like, hey, you should get it or anything?
No.
Yeah.
I'll never force someone. If that person wants to do it and really wants it, that's fine. But I'm never gonna force a girl to, you know.
That's a good answer. Yeah. So do girls ever slide into your DMs?
Sometimes,
yeah. What do you think about that? So I had actually got asked that question from a girl saying, like, to ask a guy, so, you know, you're here. Okay. Does it seem desperate when a girl slides into your DMs? Or do you think that's hot? Or what
it's,
do you
it's the way they approach it. Okay. You know what I mean? It's the same way if a guy DMs a girl. It's the way you...
So she just sends you a picture of her vagina. That's not the way to go.
No, of course not. Because then I'm like, wow, well... Yeah, okay. Every girl has that. So, like, what do you want me to say? Good for you.
So, what's the right way to go?
Like, just to start a conversation. Like, for instance, you can comment a picture or just DM, like, hey, I really like what you're... Like, for instance, I'm talking about something, you know, motivational, inspirational, or emotional in my stories or whatever, and they just start a conversation like that, and then, you know, I get to know that person more, and I think that's more... that will make me more interested in that girl than just, you know...
You have to
hang out, whatever. Yeah. Netflix and chill.
Netflix
you know
and
chill,
Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
So does it show that she's more confident, you think?
Of course. I love smart, confident women. I'm not... I need a girl who is smart. I can't... Like, I used to tell my sister all the time, I cannot date...
A
dumb girl.
It's fine. It's okay. I can't date a dumb guy.
Yeah.
Like, they can be as cute as they can be, but if they're not smart up here...
Because then the whole looks... goes away, it fades away.
It does.
As soon as they open their mouth, and it's like, what the hell? What just happened?
You're like, just don't say anything. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
If you could be a girl for a day, a whole day, for a whole 24 hours, what would you want to do? What would you want to experience? How would your day go?
Okay. I would like to know how it would be just walking down the street and seeing how guys... Am I a hot girl, by the way? Or am I just
you're a hot girl.
Okay, I'm a hot girl. Okay, if I'm just walking down Hollywood Boulevard, I would like to see how many guys are actually staring at me, you know, trying to check me out, get my number. Like, it feels like I have $1 million of cash in my pockets and everyone wants something from me, you know
like
what
piece
I mean?
Of meat.
Yeah, come over here. Come over here. Hey, baby, come over here.
Hey, baby. Hey. They start whistling at you. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, but, like, I had girls approach me aggressively like that sometimes, and I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
Because, so I can't even imagine how it is being a girl experiencing that every day.
It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, that's why I don't do that. By the way, that's how I get girls. That's my secret. If I'm in the room, for instance, and there's a pretty girl and all the guys are talking to her, I'll purposely not go up to the girl. I'll be somewhere in the corner doing my thing, trying to make eye contact.
Will you just look at her, but that's about it?
Yeah, make eye contact.
I play that game too.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But you know why? Because then she'll be like, she'll why question herself, like, all these guys are talking to me. Oh, why is he not talking to me, but he stares at me though?
This is the secret, guys.
What's going on? But that's usually how it works, you know?
It's true, because you always want what you can't have.
Exactly.
That's just human nature.
If you're too easy to get, girl or guy, it won't last.
It won't last. Okay. That's, you know what? That actually goes into things girls want to know. That's a question. So that's actually a question. So let's just say you met a girl, you went on a date with her, and she gave it up to you the first night. So is that always, she's too easy? Or is that... okay, maybe it could work out. Like, what goes through a guy's head?
Okay.
Because obviously you want to sleep with the girl. That's
I
just,
do,
yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I do.
Yeah.
But then when I think about it later, and I'll be like... for instance, the best relationship I had was when I just got to know the girl for a whole month. Like, just emotionally, and like, we had a lot of conversations, we had a lot in common, and then I appreciated it way more. You know what I mean?
Of course,
that feeling. And I never get that if I just hook up with a girl.
Just hook up with her?
It's not the same.
So do you not feel the same anymore about her?
No.
No? It's a true thing?
Yeah.
I think so, too. Okay. Good? So how long do you think you should wait till you make someone your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Oh, that's a hard question.
It is, right?
Oh, man.
It varies, you think?
It varies. It depends on the girl, how invested you are in that girl or guy or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I like to get... I would love to get to know the girl. Like, after a month or two, I don't really think I really know the girl. You know what I mean? The first 2 months, you just try to show your perfect side.
Your perfect side. Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, try to please her as much as you can and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think after... 4-6 months, you really get to know a person, and then you can decide, okay, maybe this guy or girl is worth it or not.
So you think 6 months is a good time?
4 to 6. It depends. It depends on the bond they have.
The bond.
You know what I mean? If it's not that close, it might take a little longer. But okay, if it's super, super tight and you really feel it, then yeah.
Okay. Do you think you should is asking out still a thing?
Absolutely. You mean in person?
Or, yeah, like, if you're, say you've been, like, you're basically together, but you don't really have a title, do you think it's important to be, like, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean, I would do it, you know, just to make things official. I don't know if the girls actually like that. I don't know.
Like, I like that. Yeah? I actually made Raj ask me out.
Raj, dude.
I was like, what are we doing?
Just ask her out, dude.
I was like, are you my boyfriend or what?
What's going on?
Yeah, and he's like, do you want to be my girlfriend? Yeah, I was like, do you want to be my girlfriend? I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
It has to be clear too, to be honest. Like, I gotta be honest, a lot of my friends, guy friends, mm-hmm. sometimes they don't really communicate with the girls.
They don't.
And then in reality, like, oh well, I thought we were just cool, you know.
Yeah, but you didn't say that, you know. Yeah.
And then the girl's like, well, I thought you were my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I know.
And the guys are like, well, I don't know.
No, that's true. I think you should make it clear, like, in the beginning, especially nowadays, because for some reason, I think guys, like, no offense, but you guys, like, make us feel like we're all in love and things like that.
Yeah.
And then when it gets down to, like, you know, again, like, oh, I thought you were my boyfriend. Oh, no, 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 boyfriend?
No, 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 no. What do you mean? What do you mean?
What? I'm not the only girl. You know, you are the only girl I'm sleeping with, but no, no, no.
I agree. I'm going to be honest. I can be like that, too. I'll make the girl feel like, you know, she's my world, which she is at that time.
Yeah, of course.
There's multiple factors, you know? Like, if you're in that, like, for instance, right now, I'm just focusing on my career.
Mm-hmm.
The feelings I have for that girl are real.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I'm willing to just give up my career right now just to focus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Like, you have feelings for it, but it's not,
yeah.
you're not going to give it all up or anything
that.
And you don't want to put a label on it just in case you do need to travel or go somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Options, do you think it's because you want to have options?
Most guys would, but I'm a weird guy. Like, right now, I'm in this space where I really don't care about girls. Like, it's really weird, and I'm happy about it because my career is moving forward, and I'm getting happy, and I know what I want and what I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when the timing's right, I'll be ready to, you know, get a girlfriend.
It's
but right
true.
Now it's too early.
It's too early.
Yeah.
Okay, girls, it's too early. Don't slide into the DMs. What do you consider clingy? Like, a girl. Or a girl that's too clingy. Like, what do you...
funny story.
Yeah.
Clingy ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain. I want to know.
Okay. Guys. All right. I got the sauce.
I got the sauce? He has the sauce, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So, my ex-girlfriend was really clingy. She, I was with her... For instance, I was with her all day. Literally all day.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes home, you know, after, you know, the whole day just spending our day together. And then she texts me and she's like, so, hi, baby. I just want to know, how was your day?
I was with you all day.
Right? I was like, what do you mean? I was with you all day. What else am I going to say? Like, it's 11 o'clock at night. What do you want me to say?
I'm going to bed.
You were with me 10 minutes ago. And she's like, well, I just wanted to say good night, baby. I was like, okay, well, good night. And then I wake up. I swear to God, 7 o'clock in the morning, I get a huge ass text.
No, an essay.
Like, yeah, like an essay. She's like, hi, baby. I hope you have a great day. I can't wait to
the
see
voice.
You. La, 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 la. I'm sorry, but that's my
impression. That's the best.
Impression of,
that's the best.
Of
keep going. I love it.
And I'm like, okay. And I was like, so she came by that day, and then she was like, hang out with my sister and all. And then I remember I went to the restroom, and she just literally stared at me like this. Really? Like, I couldn't even go to the freaking restroom.
Like, she wanted to see where you were going.
And it gets worse.
Oh, no.
Like, she wanted to stay, you know, stay over.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, all right.
Okay,
I'll stay over.
Sure.
Just crash here. And then I remember, like, you know, she was just hugging me the whole time and, like, in this, like, she, you know, in this real naked choke position.
Like never UFC let go. Style.
Yeah, like, I was like, okay, okay. And, like, she was staring me dead ass with her eyes, like, in
into
my
your
eyes,
eyes.
Like, into my eyes. Like this whole time.
That's
until
creepy.
I fell asleep, until she choked me to death, until I fell asleep. And then
she watched you fall asleep.
Yeah, she literally watched me fall asleep. And then what I did at night, I woke up and I was like, I literally pushed her face away from me so
uh-huh.
I could get some space to breathe.
Oh my
god! I swear to God, I wake up in the morning.
Oh.
Right, her eyes wide open, staring.
You're
at
lying.
No, I swear to God.
She's staring at you. So she's watching you sleep.
Yeah.
She's gonna kill you.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
It was really bad. But she was a good girl.
But she was a good girl.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It was just too much.
No.
And even
she smothered you.
Yeah. And also even when she was trying to leave, she was like, alright, I'm opening the door. My left foot is about to leave. Oh, I forgot my keys. Oh, I gotta do another phone call. And then she still didn't leave.
Really?
Like, you know you can leave now, right? Like,
oh my god.
I don't want to be rude like that, but she...
Sometimes you need your space.
Yeah, the problem is she invaded my space so much that I was tired being around her. And that's why it didn't work out anymore.
Of course.
Yeah.
Even, like, how did you feel about your relationship, her relationship with your sister? Like, did your sister feel like that too?
Yeah, she was cool with her in the beginning, but, like, she didn't show that side. And I kept telling to my sister, like, I'm telling you, she's clingy. She's doing this, she's doing that. She was like, stop exaggerating everything. She's a good girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, she is, but she's not. But then, and then after she saw that side towards the end of the relationship, and she was like, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah,
and
she's
like,
clingy.
You know?
Did she still try to be friends with your sister after?
No.
She knew better.
Yeah, it's better.
So basically, give your space.
Yeah. Space is super important.
For
both.
No, I think that, of course. I think in the beginning, you're always like, oh, I can't, you know, like, I love you. And then afterwards, like, you need your own mental...
You need to miss someone.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're with someone 24/7, it becomes a problem. Because you know, how am I supposed to miss you or you know, love you or whatever if you're here all the time? Like, I see you every day. It's true.
I watch you go to sleep. No, that's true. I agree. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So, do you ever ask a girl how many guys she's been with?
Yeah.
You do?
not like directly, but I'm like, oh, well, who is your last boyfriend? You know, like, not, but I'm going to be honest. Deep inside, I don't want to know, but I do want to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to know, but I do want to know. This means that once I know, I can't forget it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's the problem,
And then I'm like, God damn it, why did I want to know?
I know, and it messes with you, right?
Yeah, and now I just try to stay away from it as much as I can. Sometimes I can't resist. I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
No real bad. But sometimes you just got to let it go.
You do, right? Yeah. I think that I stopped asking that too.
Because
the same thing, then you just start like looking up these people, or you're just like, oh, your last girlfriend or your last boyfriend.
But I feel like that's more of a girl thing than a guy thing.
It is.
Like, it's less with guys. Sometimes, if it's a guy I personally know, oh my God, I need to know.
You
like,
need to know, yeah.
Now, this is my male alpha, whatever.
Yes.
Pride.
Would that affect the relationship, you think?
I can tell you a different story. Like, I had a girlfriend, like, just an example. I had a girlfriend before I moved to LA. She was my first high school love, like, really, like, I was with her for 2 years, blah, blah, blah. You know, high school love, whatever. And I told her, hey, I'm moving to LA. You know, you can go to college there. You can come with me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, LA is a nice place. You want to go there, right?
Of course.
And she was like, no, I want to stay here. I got my life here. I was like, okay, cool. So we broke up.
You broke up?
Yeah, so we broke up, and then, I moved to LA, and then I remember last year, one of my childhood friends, like, one of my best friends came to visit me, here in LA. I'm not gonna name him,
but
it's fine.
I
he
know
came
where this
to visit
is going.
Me. Right, so... I know. So he came to visit me, and I was like, I was so excited to see him. I was like, dude, I haven't seen you for the past 2 years. How are you? So what's going on? Like, we were sitting right here in the hub.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, so what's going on, dude? Do you have a girlfriend? Like, you never talk. And it was silent. Like, he was there with another friend of mine, and it was quiet. They were not looking at me, and they were, like, looking away. I was like, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, like,
what's going on? He was like, oh, well, I'm dating your... your ex. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I was
dun,
like,
dun, dun.
I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, what do you want
like
me to say?
High five? Like,
yeah, like, okay, but like, this is the saucy part.
Uh-huh.
We went to eat, like, we went to go get some In-N-Out burgers or something. And,
yeah.
No, not In-N-Out. It was somewhere else. And we accidentally chose the same burger. And I was like, oh, dude, that's crazy. We have the same taste. He was like, yeah, apparently we got the same taste.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Oh,
my no,
God.
He didn't.
I was like, did you just say this? I'm just going to ignore it.
Yeah.
But, like, to be honest, I'm over it. It's not, like, a big deal. But I thought it was just a funny coincidence.
Do you think that's where she stayed?
No, I think that... Okay, let me give you the backstory.
Okay.
Guys. Backstory. So he always liked her when I was in a relationship with her.
Mm.
And I used to tell him everything, what she likes, what she doesn't like. And then once I left, that was a perfect opportunity for him to get in there and
yeah.
Like, hey, he's gone. And then I gave him a blueprint on how to get her, to be honest. Like,
you
I
did.
Literally gave, I trusted
told
him
how
so
you
much.
Did it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I also told him, like, you know, if you're with her, it's fine. I, you know, there's nothing I can do. If you guys are happy, you're happy. I'm not gonna, you know,
yeah.
be. This just proves to me, man, I did the right decision to come to LA.
Yeah, you're
where's
like,
what?
What? That's what?
There's what?
That's,
there you go. I made the right decision.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be in that mess.
Well, imagine I didn't move to LA with my sister. I stayed in Europe, and we broke up anyway, and she was going to be with him anyway.
That's crazy.
That would suck, right? Then
that
I would
suck.
Have no career and no girlfriend.
No,
so.
Exactly. Everything happens for a reason.
There you go.
Oh, man. So you do, like, what I was going to ask you, cut, sorry, I messed up. So do you care about how many girls she's been with? Like, let's just say she's, like,
I would
10.
Lie if I would say no. A little bit, yeah. If a girl is with every single guy, or...
She's like, oh, I just, you know, I slept with
it
this
It is
friend,
kind of
I
weird.
Like,
I don't want to say it in a way, like... Like, I don't want girls commenting now. Well, what do you mean? We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
You can. But I'm just saying that's just me. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm just a little bit more traditional.
Traditional?
Yeah,
okay.
That's
all. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think the biggest number should be?
Oh, my God. I don't know. For a girl.
For a girl. No more than what number?
I do know the average number of an American person. Like... Guy and girl
there's
15.
15.
So
oh Lord,
that's a lot. Like,
you know, California is like number two in STDs or something.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
15 a person.
Yeah. But coming back to your question,
pause. That's perfect stuff. Sorry, this battery's gonna die, and
okay.
I don't want to lose this footage.
Okay.
So I just save that.
Good reaction, Raj.
I know. Stop.
And I have to wait for like a good pause to just pick up for right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We looked like...
Okay. Just gotta pray. Okay, you can continue till it dies, but I just want to get at least that much footage without losing that. Okay.
Wait, did it die?
It's about to, but this battery is now on charge as well. So we just gotta rock with it.
Okay, we only have... We're still good. Okay, let me know.
Go.
So what is the average number?
I would say 4 to 5, just right off the bat, to be honest. 4 to 5 or more. I don't know. You're looking at...
I thought you said 45.
No, 4 or 5.
Oh.
Guys, not 45.
Okay.
45. All my women need to be 45.
I was like, what?
No. 4 or 5. I don't know. I just came up with that number.
4 or 5. That's like comfortable. You're like,
yeah.
Okay, it's
all
right.
Those can be long-lasting relationships. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can be with a girl or a guy for 2 years, 3 years. So I think that's fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Would you lie about your number, or is your number
yes.
high? You would lie.
Yeah. In the heartbeat.
So women,
what do you mean?
Girl, you
I've only been with 2 girls.
And they were both my girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So let's just say in a relationship, do you feel weird about a girl liking other guys' pictures?
No, I mean, it's natural. Like, it's not like I can't be blind, you know what I mean? Like, me and myself too, like, you can find other girls or guys attractive, that's not a big deal, but you know who you have feelings for, so that's, you know.
So when a guy goes through his Instagram feed,
yeah.
when he's liking pictures, what goes through your head? Like, your head, like, are you, when, so, because girls get really mad about this.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
I'm one of them too. And then you're like, why is he following this bitch or something? You know what I mean?
God.
So, and let's just say you.
It's my business right now.
Liking other girls' pictures.
So I don't take it personal.
Personally, at all. Yeah. Okay. And let's just say it wasn't your business. Would you get mad?
Oh, probably. Sure.
Like a guy with abs or something.
Am I not good enough?
So you would.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if a girl or a guy, like, let's say you didn't have an Instagram, you know, that wasn't your business.
Yeah.
What if she said, you need to delete your Instagram, it makes me uncomfortable? Would you do it?
No.
Good.
No,
okay.
Because, like, that would remove my personality and who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And if a girl asks you to do that, I don't think that's cool. And same for her. I wouldn't like to change her for who she is. I should like her how she is, and she should like me how I am.
Oh, what a great answer.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Go slide to his DMs. Slide into his DMs, ladies. What was I going to ask you? Okay, what's the first thing you notice in a woman besides looks?
Face.
Well,
besides looks.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Looks.
Okay.
Sorry, not besides looks. First looks,
okay.
And what's the second thing?
Okay. Face.
Absolutely.
Face. Eyes. Like, what attracts me most is a pretty face. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm 100% honest. Just, like physically, a face, and then after the rest, see if she's in shape or whatever, if she works out.
So, first face. What if she's not in shape?
Like, not in shape, or just normal?
Like, normal. Like,
okay,
not,
yeah,
like, chiseled
then that's
abs.
Fine. Yeah,
and,
I don't care. It doesn't have to be super, a supermodel or whatever.
It's so, like, it goes face, body, and then
face,
personality?
And then down.
Then down?
Yeah.
What about personality? Where does personality go?
Oh, that's number one. Because, like, if I can't make jokes or laugh with her or connect with her in any way, that's a problem. As we talked about that before.
Yeah,
like, looks is not everything. It really is. Like, you guys, trust me. You can have a pretty girlfriend, pretty boyfriend for you girls out there, but if you don't connect with them, it's not going to last.
It's not going to last. Yeah. That's true. That's a true statement.
Yeah.
So that's another question. So if you had a girlfriend, you know how we really like doing our makeup and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you notice if your girl, one, did her hair differently, or two, like, also did her makeup differently? Do you guys pay attention to things like that?
Of course. No, to be honest, no. I think I would know the small details, like hair, maybe makeup. But, like, if she was wearing different, if she bought a different purse or new jeans or leggings, or so, I wouldn't know this.
You would not
notice. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I would. Raj, would you?
I wouldn't notice.
Yeah. There you go.
And do you prefer a girl who's dressed up or dressed down?
Hard. I like stylish girls, to be honest.
Stylish girls.
A girl,
swag.
Yeah, like, have, like, her own style, a swag. I don't like girls who come up and, like, I was on a date with a girl that was from Tinder. That was a long time ago, but she came to date, like, a complete mess. Stinking.
What,
brush her teeth.
You're lying.
No, I swear. Like,
how
it
was
the
picture?
Worst date ever. No, her picture was normal. That's the whole point. Like, the picture was normal. When she arrived, I was like, who is this? Like, what's going on? Not to be judgmental, but the first impression, you know what I mean?
It is the last impression.
Like, I always try to, you know, at least take a shower, brush my teeth, be presentable, but she didn't care at all. I was like, wow. No,
how long did that date last?
Nothing. Literally nothing.
Did you sit through the whole date?
20 minutes later, I told her, all right, well, I gotta go.
Did you pay for her food?
No.
No.
Because we didn't go. I didn't even offer to go eat somewhere. I was
really?
Not, like,
you were just not into
it. It's not that I'm judging a person just off their looks, but if you're not even able to make an effort to see me, then I'm not going to make an effort to keep you.
Well, that's true. Wow.
Like,
wise words.
There you go. I just came up with that.
Right now.
Right now.
That's true.
No, it's the truth. I'm not going to put that effort if the girl doesn't put that effort.
No, true. I mean, especially on the first date. Come on.
Of course, yeah. First dates, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course. You got to make kind of an impression.
Yeah, I agree.
So how about one of the last questions I have. So on Instagram, you know, a lot of people Photoshop, girls Photoshop and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Can What do you think about that? Like, do you prefer a girl not do it? Do you think, have you ever been in a situation where a girl looks completely different than her pictures? Like, how do you...
I've seen it before. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really mind it that much because I understand it's their life. It's just, mm-hmm. it's just Instagram. Their personal life is completely different. Mm-hmm. So I don't really mind it, to be honest.
Do you think there's like a limit? Like,
I don't know if she looks like a supermodel and then in real life she's 500 pounds. That is a huge difference.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But if it's like
small, it's not just small little things.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't mind at all.
That's
yeah.
good. Okay, because it's really in today's day and age. Like even I do it because there's little things you're insecure about and now you can just freaking magician now.
Filter it out.
So have you ever met someone where like you were like this person does not look like their pictures?
Yeah, I did. I didn't date her, but I was just like, wow, you are okay. You know?
She went from a 10 to like a 5.
Yeah, but like, for instance, I met some influencers. I'm not going to name drop them, but like on pictures, they look so much taller than in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow, what's going on?
Or the opposite.
I met another, it was like a fitness influencer. I thought he was my height, and he wasn't. He was way taller.
Way taller. So
I was like, wow.
Looks
to
me deceiving. You know, people tell me that when they see me, like, I thought you were going to be a lot taller. And
yeah.
I think I'm a great height. Like, I'm a good 5'6".
Yeah, you're normal.
Yeah,
right?
Normal height. Yeah,
normal
like,
Indian height.
Yeah, normal Indian height. And they're like, I thought you were going to be way taller. And
okay.
I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, but maybe because, I don't know, pictures, angles, and things like that.
Yeah. I think I'm normal height for a guy.
I think you're normal height as well.
Yeah.
We're going to close up the episode. So it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So what do you think, like, an ideal, as a man, what would you want a woman to do for you for Valentine's Day? Like, what would be the ideal, perfect Valentine's Day?
Come home to some food. Lasagna. So, future wife, if you're watching this.
Lasagna.
Lasagna. I love lasagna. Just, you know, chill. Just we can just eat some, have some food.
Homemade
just
food.
Watch Netflix. It doesn't have to be anything special. I'm not a guy who's gonna jump off a building, bungee jumping, whatever, just to have some excitement in my life. But it can be simple things, and just appreciate each other, you know, and then just have some nice talks. That's really how I am in real life. I know it sounds super boring because on Instagram, I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? And then you're like, oh yeah, I'll just.
But guys, do you think guys are more simpler than girls?
Yeah. I think girls expect way more for Valentine's Day than guys. I don't know.
I think
it's
true.
Yeah. I've done my share of Valentine's dates before, and then like when I was in a relationship, I made an effort. I went with my ex-girlfriend to I think it was some restaurant. I forgot where it was, and my sister helped me. Shout out to my sister again, Jane Pearson. She like prepared the whole Valentine thing at home. So when we got back home, she was surprised because that wasn't there. There was like candles and like chocolate, blah blah blah, all kinds of stuff, roses, and that was really cute. And I've done it before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you expect the minimal. Just at least be caring.
Yeah,
spend time together.
It doesn't have to be anything special, but just. Being there and appreciating each other. I think that's the most important thing.
Oh, that's so
cute.
I actually thought of a question. I know we did a lot of woman's perspective. Maybe we should close it off with... So a lot of guys asked me when I did ask me a question on Instagram. What is a non-creepy... What is a non-creepy way to approach a girl? Like on social media or things like that? How do you like... Like because girls automatically think you're creeps, right?
Yeah. I think the best way to approach a girl would just to be yourself. That's how I am. I don't go up pretending to be, hey, baby, come over here. Hey, come over here. Hey, let me talk to you real quick. Hey, let me get your number, babe. No, I just go up normal. And I was like, hey, you just start a conversation. It's different every single time. You know, if you're in a, you know, pizzeria, whatever, just ask her, hey, do you like this, do you like that, whatever, and just start it, just break the ice, and then you just be yourself, and then if she likes you for who you are, then yeah, you continue. But if you notice that it didn't work, that's the worst
thing.
Yeah, you just move on. That's what I do. But you know, 99% of the time it works.
He just got the sauce.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, if that's what the thing, like, you guys don't be frustrated if it doesn't work with the first try.
That's okay.
A lot of my friends, by the way, are afraid to approach girls.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about how guys should approach girls. Approach them. You, like, that's why, like, did you ever see, like, pretty girls with, like, some not-so-handsome guys?
Yes.
Those are the guys who have...
the most confidence?
The most confidence to go up and ask a girl out. So mm-hmm. if you guys don't go and even have the courage to ask a girl out, they will, guess what? You will not be able to go out with that girl.
Do you think it's because they think they have nothing to lose?
Yeah.
Compared to cuter
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, that's 100% right. Like, mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of my friends were like, hey, dude, look at that girl over there. I really like her. Can you go talk to her? And I'm like, what is that going to do if I go talk to her?
Yeah, like,
what's that gonna
do? Why don't you go talk to
yeah,
her?
She, yeah, if you're interested, you go have some balls, go over there, talk to her. Just be yourself. But the problem is, guys always put them in act when they go up to girls.
They do.
And they're like, hey, look at my Rolex.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah. They try to be, but they're in deep down inside,
yeah,
they're probably scared.
They're insecure.
Insecure,
and
yeah.
When I go up to a girl, I try not to impress a girl with like materialistic things or whatever. I don't even talk about Instagram or followers or whatever. I just talk about, her, about me, and just, you know, normal conversations about just what regular people
to see if you
about.
Connect, right?
Yeah, to
okay.
see what she's about, and then you know, you get more into detail. I think that's the best way to approach a girl.
How about over social media? Because a lot of things happen over social media now. What is a creepy message, and what is like a good message to get like a girl's attention? Like, obviously,
send dick pic. I'm just kidding.
Do not send dick pics.
Do not send dick pics. I'm just kidding.
Like, I sometimes get a message where it's like, hey.
Hey.
What the hell is that gonna do?
What you doing?
Yeah, just a
hey.
Hey. Like, what the fuck?
Ask a question.
Yeah, ask
a question. I think the best way
ask
for when
that's
I DM girls, I ask questions, right? I don't know, just even if you don't have a question, just say, hey, how's it going? How was your day? Blah, blah, blah. Something. Don't just say, hey. What are they going to say? Or just emojis. Did
emojis.
You see that?
Oh,
just,
I hate those.
Just like
fire.
Or fire or whatever. Hot. Like,
do you think replying to pictures is a way to talk to a girl or no? Like on their story or something?
I think a story would be better than a picture, than
mm-hmm.
a post.
Yeah.
Because in a story, it's more interactive. Like if the girl is actually doing something.
Yeah.
You can have more content to talk about,
like,
than just
oh,
a picture.
Where is that at? Or
yeah,
something.
Oh my god, I was there last week.
Yeah,
oh my god,
okay,
I love that. And then she's like, oh my god, really? I was there too.
If she's interested,
yeah,
right?
If she is.
And if she's not, like, what about those guys that send you, like, hey, how are you? Like, every other month.
Oh, that's annoying. Don't
that
do
is,
that.
Right?
That's super. Girls
don't
do that too. Some girls.
It's like, I see your
too.
Messages up there.
Yeah.
I promise you, I see them.
It's the same.
It's the same
but
thing.
But I think it's strategy. Like, if you didn't answer the first time, you'll get another beep, you know, from your
yeah.
Instagram. So, like, oh, she has seen
it. Let me try. Let me
yeah,
keep trying.
Try again.
It's like, no.
I've done it before, but not because I it was strategy, just because I forgot to add something to the conversation.
Okay.
You know? So I just like,
oh wait,
well,
I had something else to say.
Yeah, exactly. But guys, girls, anyone out there, just be yourself. Ask that, you know, ask that person out. Just have the, you know, have confidence, be yourself.
Just do it.
Just do it. There's nothing to lose. If it doesn't work out, just move on.
2019, just do it.
Let's do it.
All right, well, thank you so much, Chris, for coming on the show. Please follow him.
Thanks, thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And for more Jyoti K. Uncut, follow me on all social media outlets at JOTYKAY Jyoti K. Like, comment, subscribe, y'all.